It's Friday! Wepa!
Frozen in motion, and my
tongue needs to stop. Boy, my heart was telling me not to do this today, but hey, I'm here. What up? We hit that. This is your boy, Matt Miz. With another live show, baby. Let's get this going. It's Friday. I love this jam, people. It's Friday. We got a lot to talk about, baby. I didn't get to come on live yesterday. I try to do it every day. There's days I can, there's days I can. But here I am, baby. Big shout outs to all my fans. Big shout outs to all my listeners. I love you guys. Can't do this without you. You know that. You guys keep me going. You guys get me motivated. Keep listening. Keep spreading the love. Keep sharing. Love you guys. So this is a shout out to everybody out there that's just been very supportive of my show and listens on to this and joins me every morning that I come on live. And I also go into my actual shows and look up for my episodes. Again, my live show has become very political lately, but I have a show that is mainly about all types of general topics, but it seems that the politics has been the topic of the month, and, you know, we're just getting it done, but don't be surprised, not every topic will be about the politics, people. I swear to you, it won't. Woo, let me lower this down, because I'm about to lose my voice. I keep yelling over this. Oh, Lord. What's up, my gente? What's up, man? So, it's a cloudy, shitty, rainy day here in South Florida. And I woke up and I'm thinking, do I want to do a show today? Do I want to, I don't know, keep this going or not? So I'm like, you know what? I grabbed me my big gulp style cup. And I was like, let's do this. Let's get her done. Let's get this ball on the roll, you know, and let's talk about a lot of shit. Let's talk about a lot of shit and a lot of shit that's probably going to be politics, man. But I try to make it funny and interesting. Very open-minded, people. Very open-minded. I'm not one-sided. But if you're not ready for me, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I just want to say, too, that, you know, if you're a Trump fanatic, you might not like the shit that I'm about to say either, because I'm not a fan of Trump. All right, just to say, I'm not saying I'm not a fan of you. I'm just saying I'm not a fan of Trump. All right, shout outs to Bojo, Show and Go Mama. Thank you for joining in, guys. I hope you're ready for this Friday morning, baby. I hope you're ready for this Friday morning. I don't know if you guys know what my show is all about, but it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting. Is this your first time hearing me? So. Let's get this ball going, baby! It's Friday, and you know what? The week is here. Let's get this lively going. So let's talk about the one thing that the man has been contradicting the whole time and telling us not to worry about. COVID. Right? Let's talk about it, baby. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the fact that this guy has literally said we have nothing to worry about. And oh my God, breaking news. Guess who's got it? The fucking man himself. Trump. Trump has COVID. Holy shit. Most of you out there are thinking, yeah, he deserved it. He fucking deserved to have it. He probably, you know, talked so much about it that ended up catching it. You know what I'm saying? And it cracks me up because how is it that the man that said that we cannot live this? What's up, Auntie? Good morning from South Florida. Not sure where you're coming from, but over here it's only 7:26 in the morning. And I'm pretty wired up because I heard the man got the actual COVID. And this is, you know, the man himself got it. How funny is that shit? You know, I want to hear his next speech about not wearing masks. You know what I'm saying? I do sound energetic, don't I? People tell me that. I'm not on crack or anything like that. I swear I'm not. I swear I'm not on crack. I just like to wake up on a high. I put on some music and I go at it. SoFlo from the 305. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's where I'm at. And it's a shitty day this morning here, man. I'm hoping it clears up, but I don't know. It's really shitty down here, people. But I'm still going to see it as a positive only because it's Friday. It's Friday, people. And some of you got paid already, like me. It's payday. I'm on my way to work. But it's payday, and it's Friday. I'm having fun right now. Screw this. And I'm laughing even harder just to the fact that I know that the man that tells us not to wear masks just caught the fucking virus. And then he goes out on TV to say that the person he got it from wears a mask all the time, yet there's plenty of images where she's never wearing one. So I don't know. You tell me, right? Yes, it is. It's freaking payday, baby. Just for that. Throw your hands up, baby. If you got paid today, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up, baby. It's Friday and you got that money. Fling it. Fling it. Oh, I don't think you people are ready for me today. I think I got too much energy for you guys, man. I think I got too much energy. Thank you, Amelia. Thank you, Gold Member. You know what I'm saying? I think there's too much energy coming out of me for you guys. If you guys are just rolling out of bed, you're probably like, oh, screw this guy. This guy sounds too hype for me right now. I need to wake up to something a little more mellow. I don't know, man. I don't know what kind of person you guys thought you were getting into this. if you read up my show, I am so hyped up on so many things. And no, I don't do drugs, man. I don't do drugs, anything like that. I'm just hyped up. I got a big cup of coffee. Maybe that's what's got me going. And if you guys ever had Cuban coffee, which is like a little shot of cocaine. If you never had one, it's a little shot, right? You put that in your coffee, man, you'll be wired for the whole day. You don't need Starbucks. You don't need Starbucks. All you need is your regular coffee. Find a little Hispanic location where they sell Cuban coffee. Tell her, let me get a cortadito or una coladita, right? And then just dump that shit in your coffee. I guarantee you, you'll work throughout the day like if you were Flash. That's how hyped up, man. It just goes like that. You know what I'm saying? So to all of you out there, it's a good Friday morning. I for at least for me, I feel like today it's going to be a turnaround for a lot of people, especially in South Florida. If you guys never been to South Florida, man, South Florida is full, like, I mean South. I don't mean like the Orlando area, the freaking Jacksonville area, you know, all that up north section. I talk about Miami, all right? Miami, where I'm at. If you've never been here in Miami, bro, and you never lived here for a long time, you will find that the Cubans here are, holy smokes, they are, you know, not all of them, because there's a lot of good ones. There's a shitload. I would say about 85% of them out here are fucking assholes. All right? They truly are. You know what I'm saying? I'm originally from the New York area. But these guys here, you know, are fucking assholes, man. They really are. And then the thing is that they are hardcore Republicans, too. And the shit is, it's not, when I mean hardcore guys, it's like, you got your Republicans that are like, you know, they got their views and shit, and it's all good. But you got these other ones that are like, holy shit, man. Like, they want to beat you down just for being different. You know, like that type of hardcore. And these guys just stepped foot off the boat and got here. You know what I'm saying? And they still want to come at you like you're the one that needs to go back. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? You know, and then now all of them out here, I don't know if you guys heard that Florida is like literally the only state running around where they went into phase 3 and the fucking governor said we don't got to wear masks or anything and we can be going around like if nothing ever happened. Yes. Let's go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and do that. And let's get back into the fucking, let's get back into the fucking shithole that we were in not long ago, right? Because Florida wasn't one of the biggest fucking epicenters of the fucking United States, right? For the longest time. This motherfucker decides to put us all in jeopardy. He's got all the mayors here in fucking Florida running around going, hell no, man, hell no. You know, people are doing commercials saying, if you come here, you still need to wear a fucking mask. You know what I'm saying? And yet, to slap everybody in the face, fucking Trump catches the fucking virus. Holy shit, man. It is a great day, people. The man caught the virus. But what bugs me out is this is shit, man. If you ever got tested, like I went and got tested and shit, right? It took 3 fucking days for me to get the results. 3 fucking days. This man got his results in 2 hours. I'm sorry, man. I know you got your own personal probably doctor or something. But how the hell did your test take 2 fucking hours, bro? Even the fastest test takes like at least a day to get the results back. The guy got it in 2 fucking hours, man. Holy shit, man. This is crazy. This is crazy, man. I don't understand. I don't understand how you go from this now. How do you come back from this shit? You know what I'm saying? What are you going to say now? You still going to tell people not to wear masks? You're going to still tell people that? Is it just like the flu, man? It's just like the flu. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do? You can't fucking go around now saying, supposedly, and then you go and try to say that the person you catch it from is always wearing a mask to try to justify the fact that a mask doesn't protect you. Listen, mofo. The mask wasn't the issue because everywhere you caught Hope and she's never wearing one. She was never fucking wearing a goddamn mask. You know what I'm saying? You got fucking Biden that you criticize on live TV for wearing his mask every day. Motherfucker didn't catch it. He doesn't got COVID. All of a sudden you go around your fucking senior advisor and all of a sudden she gives you the virus because she doesn't wear a fucking mask. How you gonna tell me she's always wearing a mask? She wasn't wearing a fucking mask. Come on. You see her everywhere with no mask on. Even at your rally, she wasn't wearing a mask. And now you have it. And who knows? They said that she probably had it for a long time because she's young and probably didn't show any symptoms. So she probably carried it. Who knows who else on that fucking airplane with you has the fucking virus too. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Yes, it is true. And it is for real. He supposedly got tested. And now, here's the theory. And here's the conspiracy behind everybody thinking that whether this is true or not. Check this out. All of a sudden, this happens right after this guy keeps going around talking and making more nonsense, right, out there. And he's pissing a lot of Republicans off. Not only did he piss a lot of Republicans off, right, he literally still goes out and still refuses to denounce white supremacy. Now, oh man, the conspiracy behind this or theory behind this is that the only way they think that they can shut him up is by having him go out saying that he caught the virus from somebody and he needs to quarantine himself. So he got to cancel any actual live events. Oh, the irony in this shit. Oh my God. This is so great. The man got silenced by saying he got COVID. He got the virus. It makes total sense to me if you ask me. How else to shut up the fucking president? Oh, but wait. They didn't shut him up. The motherfucker's still tweeting shit. You don't shut the man up. You maybe pull him away from the cameras, baby, but you ain't shut him up. He's still going out putting shit on Twitter. He fucking came out and said, me and my wife, we got it. We got it, you know, but shit happens, you know? That's why we got it. He tweeted it out. You can't fucking shut him up. The guy got COVID, and you try to silence him by saying that. That's why I don't think the guy got COVID. I think he just trying to break that shit up. But the thing is this. This is a double-edged sword, right? Because if whether it's true or not, I don't think it matters, to be honest. Because if it is true that he does have COVID, right? You know, he's going to have a lot to explain to the people on the factor that he downplayed the fuck out of a virus, right? And now he has it. And he tells people they got nothing to worry about that. This pandemic is behind us. It's long gone. We got nothing to worry about. Damn. How do you come back from that? How do you gonna go home and tell people, well, you know, shit happens. You just fucking told us we got nothing to worry about. And now you fucking got it, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to panic people, but if you're anybody in general, you're thinking, oh, shit, the fucking president got it? Motherfucker 72? Oh, hell no. This motherfucker ain't gonna live this shit. You know what I'm saying? You got Cubans over here doing Santeria trying to make sure the motherfucker survives. This is how sad this is, man. Meanwhile, the one that everybody's worried about, the health-wise, Biden, he's running around like he's young again. Why? Because he's wearing that big-ass mask that Trump says, protecting himself everywhere he goes. That's why. And you gonna tell me masks don't say lies, don't keep you safe? Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? That shit does help. You know what I'm saying? It might not help you the moment you take that shit off, but it does fucking help you. You know? So how contradicting are you, man? And then the day before he catches it, he goes and bashes the two main doctors, right? And contradicts it. He contradicts Dr. Fauci, and then I forgot the other guy's name, but he contradicts the fuck out of them, and all of a sudden, boom! He catches it. And again, it bugs me out that we all have to wait 3 fucking days, right? At most, some even wait longer to get our results. Even the most highest paying celebrity waits almost a day before getting their results. This motherfucker got his results in 2 hours. 2 hours. How? Please, somebody tell me, who the fuck is this doctor? Wow. 2 hours? You know what I'm saying? Somebody coughed. I'm getting tested right now. Boom. 2 hours later, you got your results and you're positive. How convenient. How convenient is that? What up, Shaina? Thank you so much for the love. But isn't that fucking convenient, man? Like, how is it that you come out there and 2 hours later you get your results? You and your wife get your results. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? And then you try to come out and say that the person is always wearing a mask. That's the thing that gets me. You never wear masks. Every time you see this man getting off the fucking plane or walking anywhere, they're never wearing masks. In his rallies, they don't wear a mask. The fucking lady that he supposedly got the fucking virus from was never wearing a mask. She never did. She never wore a fucking mask. You see her on camera never wearing one. How is she always wearing a mask? How are you going to justify that? There's no proof that she's always wearing masks. They see her everywhere with one off, without it. You know, with it. I can't even fucking talk. Sounded almost like Tasmanian devil there. I like, you know, like, it fucking gets me, guys. It gets me. Because this is a slap to everyone that believes this shit. You believe the motherfucker was right. Look where you at now, baby. Look where you at. You know what I'm saying? You are quarantined in your White House because you got the fucking virus. Explain shit to me, man. Come on. I want to hear what the fuck you're going to say. I want to hear how you're going to back this. And don't give me this shit. It's like, well, you know, everybody wants to hug you because you're doing the right thing. And they want to kiss you because you've done so much good for it. And, you know, and then things happen. Guess what? If you were wearing your fucking mask, it wouldn't have happened. Whether they hugged you or kissed you or whatever the fuck you say it is. This shit wouldn't have happened if you would have been protecting yourself and keeping your fucking 6 feet distancing. You know, but you don't. You never do, man. So you go and contradict everybody and you fucking tell everybody that fucking does and follow the rules that we're fucking idiots for doing so. And then boom, you catch it. You catch it. I want to hear you come back and explain to me why and how is it that you all of a sudden come back with it. And ask me. And then the sad part is, people are still gonna defend him. And people are still gonna be like, "Aw, he got the virus. I hope he makes it." You know what? He deserved to get the fucking virus, if you ask me. I don't, you know, God forgive me for saying this shit. But he deserved it. He deserved it. He downplayed the motherfucker. This is the virus telling him, "Fuck you. You wanna see how good I am? Watch this." Bam! Oh my God. You know? It's just shocking as it comes because you know this is gonna go everywhere. And the only place, this is how funny it is. The only fucking place that he goes out to tweet this and talk was Fox News. He tweeted to fucking Fox. That's the only fucking media that he goes to. Fox News. How is it that every other news channel in the world, right, sees things for what it is except Fox? And yet we're saying that CNN lies, that ABC News lies, CBS News lies, you know, all these other news channels lies. But yet,
How is it that 99% of the news channels are saying lies, yet only one channel is saying the actual truth? And the only channel that's saying the truth is the one that only supports Trump. How interesting is that? I mean, seriously, if that makes sense to you, I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. And yeah, I do agree. I think they are making up excuses. I think they do make up excuses, and I think they're using this for an election purpose. And I don't know how this is going to play for him as an election. Maybe it is another fake news. I wish it was fake news if it didn't come straight from him. The actual news came directly from him. He tweeted it out. This, nobody make this up besides himself. Maybe he's giving the fucking fake news. He might. I'm going to fucking lie right now. I need to gain something. I don't know how he's going to get. Now imagine how people are going to see this now. Right? And now imagine this was actually him trying to play it out just for political gains or whatnot. How is that going to play out later, knowing that he lied to the United States and to the people, right, about a virus that he caught just to avoid being out on a social events and things like that so he doesn't say anything stupid, you know? I agree. It might not be just to delay the elections. What's up, Jessica? It might not be to just delay it, right? It can be for other, like, I can see so many other reasons why he's doing this. You know what I'm saying? But again, I go back to the first thing I said earlier. I think they're silencing him. And the only way you silence somebody, I guess, is by saying you need to quarantine yourself and not come out and talk anymore. But again, I go back, do you really silence the man? The man is on Twitter, like, every day, 24/7. He's going to tweet the hell out. Everything, whatever he couldn't come out and say in live TV, he's gonna tweet it out, which is even worse, because that's being now written by the man himself, and you can't even try to hide that, right? Like, how do you explain shit? You know what I'm saying? So now you're gonna have people like, hey, give me your phone, give me. He's not gonna stop getting his point across. That's what I'm getting at. You can do whatever you want to the man. You can try to silence him, say, hey, say this, say that. He's still gonna come out and say whatever the fuck crazy shit he wants to say on Twitter. And that's the thing. So I think whatever he's trying to do with this whole shit, you know, it's going to backfire on him. I don't know about you. It's going to backfire on him, you know? But, hey, Jessica, I think a lot of people feel the same way like you do. Everybody wants to silence this guy. They need to take, yep, they agree with you 100%. They need to take his damn microphone away everywhere he goes. Or, you know what? I got one better for you guys. They don't just need to take silence or mute his microphone. They need to put, like the musicians do, like that background, like they need to do a pre-recording with, and then just speak on his behalf. So he moves his lip. He's just lip syncing to whatever the fuck they actually said. So he stops fucking up. They need to do some shit like that. Like, they need to just actually mute his mic and they have some background music on the back just trying to play out his own voice in different ways. Because the man just, I swear to God, man, it's crazy. It's crazy the shit that this man says. And it's crazy that people still want to believe that he is the right person for us. And again, I always go back. I don't say, right? I don't say that Biden is the greatest thing we have. But you know what? If I had to choose, I'm going to go with the man. Because the man actually can be dealt with. Like, Biden would at least listen to reasoning, right? He's not going to go say a bunch of dumb shit. The man, yeah, loses a little few of his thoughts here and there. But that's okay. He's actually going to, you know, use his staff to help him. At least I hope so. Trump doesn't. Trump doesn't say, fuck you. You don't want to listen to me. You're fired. You're fired. That's all he does, man. And yes, he does. He does dig a bigger hole for himself every time he opens his mouth. He does it every time, man. His mouth is his shovel. And every time it opens, he digs another foot under. He's been digging his grave for 4 years, man. And he now wants to cry about the fact that he himself killed himself from another term. And I agree with you 100%. He really does. And I think, you know, more people agree with you. A lot of people agree with you. A lot of people know that he really, truly has destroyed his own image, his own presidency. There's no way you can tell me this is the greatest president ever. Not even close. Not even close. Even the worst Republican president before him was better than him. And I'm talking about George Bush. And I don't like Bush. And I still think I'll take Bush over this guy any day. You know, and Bush had issues with his head too, but at least the motherfucker says some shit right. You know, this guy never says anything right. He doesn't do shit right. And I hated Bush. And that's what, that guys, that takes a lot for me to say. That takes a shitload for me to say. You know what I'm saying? I despise this man. You know? You said it. Hey, Jessica, you might offend the clown community, you know, by saying that he's a clown. You know, clowns do take their job seriously. clowns do take their job seriously. You know, the circus might be offended by that. You know, like, you gotta watch out. You know, the clown community is being very resentful to the clown. Oh my God. It's so, you gotta laugh, people, you gotta laugh because I say it, trying to be funny about it. But the worst part is they actually did command it that they were offended to that they were being compared, like, or calling the president clowns. They got offended. Oh, poor people, man. Poor people. I know, man. You can't dress up, clowns. Clowns are getting offended now. They're going to go and rally up, and they're going to go protest. And guys, look, I'm going to tell you something. I say it and I laugh because you got to laugh in today's era. If you're not laughing about certain things, you can't live your life in anger all day long, right? But you got to laugh about it. And I know it's a serious situation. I don't condone the rioting and all that extra stuff. I really don't. I believe that needs to get the fuck out of the way, and they need to control this shit. And people need to stop doing that because you're not solving issues. You're creating issues and you're bringing more stereotypes to our own kind and our own people. And you got to stop doing that shit. There's ways to doing things, right? But now the clown society is about to go and protest and rally up. Yeah, the clowns are... Now, you know what? I think the clowns are going to remove anything orange from their costumes. I think they're not going to be wearing anything orange around them. All right, now they might just go along with it. Well, you know what? The guys keep calling Trump a clown. We might as well make, you know, let's run with this shit. Let's see. They might get more attention. All the clowns come out in Trump costumes. Just so that whatever we're saying adds up to that. Yeah, Trump is a clown. Trump is not a clown. They're going to make a clown costume with Trump. That's what they're going to do. So they can justify the comment. They can justify the comment for him. I mean, it's sad, man. I gotta laugh because it's really sad when the circus themselves had to tell and send messages to the newscast to please stop saying he's a clown, that they're offended. Holy shit. Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, they totally should, and they should fucking post videos of that. They should totally be dressing as orange clowns. That would be amazing. It would be like having orange Oompa Loompas. Without the mask, yeah. I agree 100%. Give them little orange tight suits. Have them run around. Looking like Cheetos. That would look like Cheetos. Have fucking Trump come out like Chester Cheetos, right? And fucking... Have them come out like Chester Cheetos and then have them all in orange suits running. Like if there were little bags of Cheetos running behind the man. Holy shit. That would be great. That was awesome, Jessica. Oh, my God. I love it. I fucking love it. That was great. I could totally see that happening. I could totally see and picture that. It would be fucking amazing. Amazing, amazing if they can do that shit, right? Oh, my God. I think that would be, like, an epic scene to see and watch. It'll be hysterical. It'll be everything. In my opinion. But, like, you know, it's Look, you know, I don't know. I don't remember who's the one that made the comment about the Chester Cheeto. Who was the first? Like, it wasn't originally from me. I can tell you that. I don't take credit for that shit. But, like, the motherfucker is as orange as a fucking Cheeto. He might fucking take the little, you know, when you finish a bag, you got that little dust in the bottom of the bag. I think he has a lot of that. And then he just rubs it in, you know, like powder on his face, you know. It's like his makeup or something. He really does put his face into a bag. And that's how he gets that perfect orangey color. And, you know, and I go back, you know what I'm saying? You know, and his wife, you know, Ivana Arnold Trump. You know, and like, you know, it cracks me up because this is the world we're living in, man. We've seen shit happen that we never thought would happen in the United States. We've seen things go on that we actually dislike and our guests. And I agree. I think, you know, when you see Ivana, I think, you know, and, I mean, and this is almost sad. This is the first lady we have in the presidency that everybody in the mamas have seen naked. It's like, how embarrassing is that shit? That's like, you know, how does the rest of the world look at us right now? We have Chester Cheeto as a president and a Playboy bunny as the wife. It's like everybody seen nude. Like, How is that image for America? It's like, you know, I mean, and yes, I agree. I don't think Ivana loves this man. I think this man disgusts her because she's never fucking next to him. And when she's next to him, she's almost like in a distance. She looks like she don't want to be near him. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't show affection. She doesn't show any type of affection for him. Look at the debate. When Biden went out, his wife gave him a hug and a kiss and like, yeah. Ivana patted Trump on the back like a good doggy. Good dog, good dog, good dog. I mean, like, seriously, that was no true love there, man. Ivana goes on, she's like, get out. Get out of my face. Get out now. That White House has multiple rooms. I'm sure she sleeps on one and him on another. I don't know what person wouldn't be like, or what woman wouldn't be like, get the hell away from me, creep. I mean, when when he himself has said that he would totally date his own daughter. I mean, seriously, how is that not creepy at all to somebody, right? I mean, it's oh my God, it's so sad. It's crazy. And, I mean, oh, boy, Steve. I'm sorry, guys. Steve, you shouldn't have done that. And you're lucky I can't upload a photo of you right now into this chat. Because if I could, I don't know. Can I upload a photo of you? Oh, boy, people. I think I can. Can I? Because Steve just literally sent me a photo of him dressed like Trump. And I have to show it. I have to show it. I got to... Hold on. This is... I have to try to see if I can actually post this up, guys. This... But, Steve, you're not fully orange, Steve. You're not on orange. And, you know, she probably is hoping he dies from the virus, too. I agree with you, Jessica. I couldn't agree more. She probably is trying to wish for that. It's wishful thinking. It's wishful thinking. But, you know... All right, so, oh, man, I can't upload images. This blows. Steve, you say you're safe. Steve, you're safe. So, Steve sends me a picture dressing up like Trump. No offense to the clown community. Steve, I wouldn't wear that costume if I were you, buddy. That's great. Oh, you know what? I don't know, Jessica, if you're saying that sarcastically. Oh, you really mean it? Because, you know, I am glad to be an American, but I don't know if I want to say I'm glad to be an American right now. So I don't know how I'm taking that. I don't know if you actually mean it or not. And I'm not trying to play play down your comment. I don't know if you're just being, you just say that to be sarcastic about the factor of what we're talking, discussing. Oh my God, look at that. She's, oh, see, there you go. There you go. That's, thank you for slapping me in my face. Like, you know what? I'm going to pretend. I'm like, you know, I'm not American either, man. I can't even say that. You know, I'm Puerto Rican, but Puerto Ricans are American, so I'm screwed. I'm screwed. I'm sorry, man. Hey, everybody else, you know, you're an Aussie. You're lucked out, man. You're lucked out. Oh, that's great. You had me on that one. Again, it's sad because look, this is, oh my God, I'm so great you said that, by the way, Jessica, because this totally proves my point on how other countries and other people from other countries sees us right now. Right now. And now, listen, I just reread your message. This is how ignorant I am that I did not see the not part. You see the not part, Jessica. I thought you said, I'm so glad America. I'm so sorry. I didn't read it correctly. That's my bad, guys. I am super hyper right now. I having a cup of coffee with, I added some energy shit to it. And I am like out there, guys. I'm out there. Listen, your leader might not be great, but next to Trump, he's like Bill Clinton. He's amazing right now. And you know what? Yeah, I think right now we're all wishing we were aliens from Jupiter. You know, because I don't think anybody is proud to say they're an American unless you're Cuban. Cubans are the only ones that are saying they're glad to be an American. They're not even fucking Americans. They can't even fucking speak English. These motherfuckers are like always, thank you, people. You know, thank you very much. What the fuck is thank you? Okay, through 2020, through 2020. You know, I don't fucking get it, man. I really don't. Holy smokes, man. I'm laughing my ass off here. But listen, guys, I got to stop. I got to cut my show off. I'm here at my office. I got to actually, you know, get in here. Bethunia might be better, right? People are like, what the hell is a Bethune? If you don't know what Bethunian people are, they're from Bethune in South Carolina. It's a little unknown area in South Carolina. My bad, I had to do it. But you know, but I'm going to have to start my show right now. You know, I'm so glad you guys joined. Thank you so much for joining the party. Thank you for actually commenting and being a part of my show. This is what it's all about. If you have any comments for me or anyone, leave me any comments or any topics you would like for me to discuss later on in my show, please comment here. Thank you, Jessica, so much. Love you. Leave your comments. You can DM me through my Instagram, The Matt True Show. And I'll even give you my email, thematttrueshow@gmail.com. You can hit me up. I'll talk about it. I'll bring it out here. We'll discuss it. We'll make it fun. We'll get at it. We'll get angry together if we have to. But this is what it's all about. Thank you so much. It's Friday, people. I'm going to let you guys go with a little EDM pump. If you got pay today on this Friday, throw your hands up, jump, have fun, enjoy your weekend, be safe, stay safe, party hard, not too hard. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Let somebody drive for you and then get blasted. This is your boy, Matt Man, with another live show here at The Matt Drew Show. Have an amazing Friday. All of you, Jessica, love you. Thank you so much. Steve, have fun. Don't get the virus, people. Stay wearing your mask. Pump it, pump it, pump it. Throw your hands up, baby. This is your boy, Batman, people. And I'm out.